Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC joining us now. Brennan, good morning. Happy Monday, good sir.
Happy Monday. It is slightly cooler, a little muggy, but the good news from Rich is that nothing super oppressive like what we had yesterday for a bit and what seemed like the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, good. Oppressive is not a fun thing to see in the forecast. I mean, oppressive really is not a good thing to ever see anywhere, ever, but specifically talking about the forecast, it makes me just want to stay inside and just never leave the AC.
I know. Listen, we all get up early, and I got in my car, and you can't really trust the thermometer on them, but it's some reading. Mine said 81 degrees at 3 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
And it cooled down a little bit, but it was like in the 70s and like muggy. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just... And there were those moths that are everywhere right
Dude,
now.
Dude, don't get me started on the gypsy moths. No.
Wait, what? What are you guys talking about?
The gypsy... Remember we talked about this a while back? Brennan told us about how they were pooping everywhere. Dude, my deck was a disaster. And now the poop is gone. But every time I walk outside, I see like 20 of them flying around. It's...
So they've been, and when they were in the caterpillar stage, it was a huge deal, especially like in the Finger Lakes and Canandaigua.
It was gross.
Like, just chewing up trees and everywhere. And the big kicker was that they're like, oh, it sounds like rain outside, but it was actually thousands of caterpillars pooping at the same time.
It was
and
so
that
gross.
Was, yeah, that was like on top of everything else you're dealing with this year.
Right.
Some people have that.
So
that's disgusting.
Are they less destructive in this moth stage? They're definitely annoying. They dive bomb you, by the way. I actually tried to hit one, and I was carrying a Caprice dip that my wife had made, and it went flying across the garage because I was trying to swat at this stupid moth. It was not fun.
I don't believe they're as destructive now, like because they spend like 6 to 8 weeks in that caterpillar stage. But it's pretty bad this year, and... next summer, the experts say probably be as likely because they usually go in the population surges every 2 to 3 years. So that's just one more thing that we'll watch for 2021 and 2022 if we ever get there.
Oh, good. You know what? Listen, though, if in 2021 the worst thing that happens is gypsy moths, I will take that as a win. 100% of the time, for sure. Brennan, before we move on to some of the news from today, I saw on Twitter you wanted to weigh in on something we talked about earlier on in the show, the biggest compromise you've made for your significant other. What do you got, man? What about
well,
for you
I
and
just,
Steph?
I know. I also, Steph just tweeted at us saying she was going to be listening. So I'm
oh, dear.
Here.
You
no,
better
no
choose
pressure.
Your answers wisely, Brennan.
Hours. No
I will
pressure.
Say, I mean, I'm here in Rochester, which is... Her family lives here and everything. And I'm however many, more than 1,000 miles from Mississippi, where all my family's from. Mm-hmm. But I would never put that on her. We're here because we have a baby here. Her family's here. I love upstate New York, by the way.
You have a great job.
I've got a better gig now, too, that I'm on speaking with you guys every single day.
So that
oh,
was, that.
Oh, Brennan. Too
kind. I will say, I think Steph's... She does so much, way more than I do, especially at night because I have just a crazy schedule. Mm-hmm. She handles baby Brooke at night, and I don't do anything, which I'm kind of a bum, and I should do more. But she's like, no, you've got a crazy schedule. Sleep, do the news, come home, and then I'll hand her to you when you get home.
There you go. Yeah, no, there you go. It's a team effort, Brennan. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Yeah, I'm sure that's one that a lot of couples can certainly relate to is the where you're actually living.
Yeah, I was going to give her grief for she hasn't officially changed her maiden name, which I don't think it's not a big deal for me. I don't care. She was on TV, too, so she had a TV name, and she wants to keep that as fine. It's our baby girl has my last name, so I'll take that.
All good. All good, man.
There's like 40 last names in the family. I don't know.
What are you talking about? You're talking about my family?
Your family too, Corey. Jeez. If I see one more hyphen, I'm going to throw up.
It's a lot of hyphens, yep. All right, Brennan, let's jump into it. Let's start with the protest that closed I-490. I-490. This is 490, right?
No one calls it.
No one calls it I-490. This is 490.
It is an interstate, but yes, the 490 is what we call it.
So it was closed down for a portion of yesterday. Did everything go smoothly for the most part?
Yeah, and I mean, this was all the talk. Like last week, like Thursday, Friday, everyone's talking about this protest coming up because it was aimed to be calm but disruptive in what it was doing. Like there was the organizers from Save Rochester, Black Lives Matter, put this on, and they said, but they wanted to take over 490 in the middle of the day on Sunday, which is what they did. They started at MLK Park down here on the east end by our station. They marched their way over there. RPD knew about this. State troopers knew about it for a while, and the protesters themselves didn't actually shut down 490. Troopers were out there ahead of time to block traffic off. So they started for a little bit. The weather moved through it about the same time, so they did some speeches under an overpass. They made it to the Freddie Sue Bridge, and then they eventually got off. And as we look ahead, they planned, at least on the group's page online, they planned to do this again Friday afternoon in the middle of rush hour. That is something. Does that come about? How big will the crowd be? I don't know. That's something we'll be watching. But we can tell you that there were no arrests made. It was peaceful for the most part. They were out there, and it was, unless you were trying to take 490 from 2 to 5 yesterday afternoon, you probably wouldn't have had any trouble.
You can correct me if I'm wrong on this, Brendan, but it doesn't seem like there's been any arrests since the protest last week in response to the essential curfew that was put in place, the emergency order, where there was 30 arrests in one night. Have there been any arrests of any type from protests since then?
No, That's what we have been following up on to see if there had been any. And speaking of arrests during protests, that was part of this group yesterday that was out there. They're wanting the charges to be thrown out against the people who have gotten arrested for showing support, for going out and protesting. And it's just part of this conversation going on, as well as else with this group also bringing light to social injustice and their calls for change as that conversation on police reform continues, not just here, but everywhere.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Brennan, we talked about it a little earlier on the show. What's to come with schools? There's so much uncertainty. But one thing we are for sure of is that 200 families are filing a federal lawsuit on behalf of students with special needs. What's the update on that?
Yeah, so this was going to be a major topic, not just getting schools back, but schools back for everyone. And what is it going to look like? And so I know we're focused on the fall and what's going to happen then. But these families, including some from New York, where they filed the lawsuit in federal court in Manhattan last week, they're upset about what's happened with kids with special needs over the summer and the spring whenever we, you know, shut everything down and went online, because they're saying that that they weren't able to still do their schooling as they should have, which is essentially the premise of this case, and saying that parents had to, you know, step back from their work duties, so they're looking for some compensation with that, and just asking everyone to keep in mind, and they're asking state and federal lawmakers to push for more help from the federal government, whether that's getting money or if it's getting it, because it's going to cost districts more to reopen. We all know that, but it's making it accessible for everyone. And their thought was just that the online learning process didn't work that well for them.
Yeah, definitely tough for sure. I mean, tough for everybody, but especially tough. Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC on this right now, staying on the school track here. Brennan, obviously still in a waiting period here. Schools have to the 31st to get those plans into the state, and then we'll find out what the ruling is the first week of August. But some schools are already speaking out. We had Greece Central School talk about they're leaning towards the hybrid plan. Fairport, the superintendent, also in a letter to parents saying that it's not feasible to bring everyone back. It appears as this is going to be a trend for at least the bigger districts.
Yeah, and they sent that out. That notice went out last week. We heard from families in Penfield as well. And this is what they're all looking at. And this comes down to the spacing. And it's just, you can't spread everyone out enough. You can't rearrange classes whenever you're trying to keep everyone in sync. So is this are you keeping some kids online all the time, or are you going to rotate them on certain days? That's what we've seen the questions in these surveys and going out. But the term, like, hybrid learning versus remote learning or all online, I think that that's going to be the new phrase that you're going to hear so everyone can make this work. And then part of what will come with that is figuring out what to do with buses, too. I know we have a lot of walking districts, but there are kids who have to get on the bus, which those are allowed. You have to wear a mask. They want you to sit with a family member, not next to just a classmate. But how many can you put on a bus safely? I mean, you could have kids riding for 3 hours if you tried to do that in time if you're running multiple rounds.
Yeah.
And it's just not – you can't do that in the morning. And that's what everyone is trying to figure out. From what we've heard from a lot of districts, they hope to get their stuff done this week. Again, it's got to be to the state by the 31st, and then we'll get the decision first week of August for each region.
Got it. Brennan, moving to higher education, I'm not sure how familiar you are with this, but Ithaca College made an announcement saying they're not going to allow students from states on the travel advisory list to come to campus this fall, as long as those states are still on the list. We had a little confusion about that. Obviously, we know that you have to quarantine for 14 days. Why can't these kids just do that and then be on campus? And have you heard of any local colleges here that are thinking of doing something similar? We know certainly we have some bigger colleges that draw from different states.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much specifically locally, but yes, I have heard about that Ithaca story. And the thing that's problematic with this is that we're updating the list every Tuesday now. So it's like week to week.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't happen, but in theory, you could have every state taken off. You could have every state added. And that would just be four or five, six days notice whenever you're rolling through a weekly schedule. Syracuse is probably the biggest one that's also having issues with the school leaders say they're working with everyone, but you've got about a couple thousand students coming from these COVID hotspots, about 2,000 or so on the states now. And it's not just, okay, we can say whenever you get here to upstate New York, whatever campus you're going to, you got to stay away from people for 2 weeks. But it's, where are you putting this? If freshmen have to be in dorms, you know, like different schools have different rules. Are you setting off a wing just for the out-of-state travelers and just for the out-of-state COVID hotspot travelers?
Right.
And that's what everyone is still trying to figure out. Or do you tell them, stay home until you're off the list? And I think that raises just a lot of concerns, because once we get past Thanksgiving, a lot of schools aren't bringing kids back anyway before the end of the year.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. And like, it poses the question of like, I mean, Ithaca's not a cheap school by any means. It's like,
no.
Are you cutting their tuition in half? Like, what's going to happen with that?
Yeah. Think
I don't
about
think anyone really knows the answer to that.
Yeah, of someone who's planning to pay, you know, 50, 60 grand at a university for a year, and all of a sudden you're online.
Yeah.
All your classes there. And it's tough. I mean, I don't think it'll happen, but you could say, you know, come Labor Day, are we even going to have the advisory? But you look around the country and you have to imagine that we're still going to have state on that list if it is still in effect. And it's just, I have people asking me about vacations too, just every day. Like, people worried about this travel advisory because it changes week to week.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely going to be something to navigate for sure. Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC. Brennan, any other headlines we need to touch on this morning?
No, I just think that it's everyone getting ready. And one thing I did talk about this in a good question today was that everyone will have to wear a mask on campus.
Yes.
And this is, you know, K through 12. Like, this is lower grade. If there are no medical issues, you've got to have on a mask. And people are wondering what's acceptable. And it's, you can wear bandanas, things you can make at home. And the other kicker here thing for schools that they've got to figure out is they have to have enough masks on hand to give to just about every kid if all of them showed up without a mask. And you can't charge them for that. So if everyone, if you can't stay 6 feet away at school inside your third or fourth grade classroom, you're going to have to wear a mask. And it's, I mean, we had a hard time finding masks to begin this, and now you got to think about all these districts trying to come up with enough masks to have in supply for everyone once they do get the green light.
A lot of money in the PPE, that's for sure. All right, Brennan Summers, the News 10 NBC. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. See ya.
Later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.